All right, well, the Schoolcraft County Prosecutor Tim Noble's with us. Tim, a lot of drug cases go through your office, some bigger than others, but this one here is noteworthy, eh? Lots of drugs involved and now lots of prison time. Tell me about this case.
Well, last Thursday, Ryan St. John was sentenced to a minimum of 15 years in prison and a maximum of 40 years in prison. That stems from several different investigations into methamphetamine delivery in Schoolcraft County. One case that started about a year ago and then ended up with several different drug buys and a variety of other different charges. And then while in prison, the continued investigation by Manistee Public Safety led to finding out of an additional charges where he was trying to deliver methamphetamine actually from the Schoolcraft County Jail. So he ended up with multiple different charges for drug and drug delivery type offenses.
What kind of a message you think this sends? Because meth is obviously a big problem all across the UP and in particular in the Manistique area.
Well, I think that the message that it sends is that we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff here. It's the type of drug, especially, that will destroy families and destroy lives. Cases like this have resulted in multiple children being removed from their house for a variety of neglect cases, and it's one that destroys communities and destroys families. And so we're not going to come down lightly on these types of things. When the situation is right, we're going to come down very hard on them.
Okay, and then lastly, talk about your work of your law enforcement community there. It's obviously a small department. I mean, public safety, Schoolcraft County Sheriff, State Police, you know, those people, there aren't many of those guys around. As many, you know, they've cut staff over the years. The State Police post closed. So they had to work a lot of hours on this one, eh?
Absolutely. This started with some information being received by a couple of different departments. Manistique Public Safety took the lead, did a couple of controlled buys. That is something we can do now here in the Manistique area. We are doing some of our own controlled buys. And then towards the end, when we needed additional resources, the upset team came in and really helped provide some assistance when we made the final move and executed those final search warrants on that day. And then the Manistique Public Safety and our Sheriff's Department continued that investigation even after the fact to find those additional charges. Also available, or also helping in that, was our local probation department from the 93rd District Court. And our Sheriff's Department, like I said, the deputies and specifically the guys that work in the jail listening to phone calls. Really was a team effort on this one.
Tim Noble is the prosecutor in Schoolcraft County. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Have a great day.